Hey, love. Welcome to Divine Alignment, the podcast. This is a space where we bridge the gap between your soul and your human, and we speak pure magic.
Okay, love. So I have two things that I want to share with you today, and here's the first one. The first one is about your value. Your value is how you get rich. Meaning your value is your value, it's your value, and is your value. So a lot of the times when we're questioning our value, the value that we are here to provide, the value that we already provide just by existing, the more we question our value, the more we lower our net worth, the more we feel like we're not worthy, and the more money then mirrors that back to us. Because money is just a reflector. Like money just mirrors back to us our own beliefs and our own programming and things like that. So the more we question our value, like, is this worthy? Is this good? Is this gonna resonate with people? Is this what people need to hear? Like the more we question our value, the more we're questioning our net worth, the more we're lowering our net worth, and the more we're pretty much saying to money, like, I don't know if I'm worthy of this. So from today, here's the thing. From today, I want you to make yourself the promise and commit to this. I will never question my value again. My value is my value, and my value is my value, and my value is my value, and this is it. This is it. That's the story. Because here's what I want to share with you. And shout out to Valentina, who really, really helped me to see this clearly a couple months ago when I was in my mind and in my head. And she was able to reflect some things back to me that really changed a lot for me. So when we are looking at the market and, you know, we're seeing our industry and we're saying, okay, what do I have to offer? You know, like, is it what I say going to be good enough? Is what I say is going to be strong enough? Like, do I really have something to offer to my people? But here is the thing. It's not about like, is this good enough? Is this valuable? It's about like, this is my value, and the people that will resonate with my value, because my value is unquestionable, will be my people. So it's not about like, is this going to be good for them? It's about, it will resonate with the people that it's meant to resonate. The moment you begin to act from that space of like, is this going to be good for them? Is this going to give them the transformation? And you move from, this is going to make the transformation that it's meant to do for the right people. So all of a sudden, you're not questioning whether it's good or not, or whether, you know, you have it or you don't have it. It's about like, I have it. And the people that are meant to receive it will receive it. Like, this is what I have to share. This is what I have to give. This is what I have to share. This is what I have to offer. And it is not for everybody, but it is for my people, because my value is unquestionable. So the moment my value is unquestionable, all I have to do is to allow myself to expand my energy, to allow myself to be seen, to allow myself to just go all in on sharing my truth and sharing my energy and sharing what I'm here to share. And then the right people will resonate. Like if you're sharing something on your classes and you're sharing something on your offers, and all of a sudden there are people that are not really finding value, or there are people that are not really interested, great, that's amazing. That's just selling. That's not my people, period. Because for my people, my words will always land. For my people, what I have to say and how I say it and how I share it lands perfectly. You know what I mean? So when we move from questioning our value into my value is unquestionable, and all I have to do is to dial up in my value, to dial up in my net worth, to be louder in my energy, louder in my words, louder in my conviction of I am here to offer what I have to say. I'm here to offer the gifts that were given to me by God. I am here to share my truth. And by doing that, the right people that are meant to receive what I have to say in the way that I have to say it will resonate. And the stronger I am in that space of value, the easier it is for people to say yes to me, the easier it is for money to reflect that back to me, the easier it is for my business to blow up, literally blow up with ease. So I'm going to leave that here for you. Let me know how it lands. And when you apply it, let me know how it's changing your business. The other thing that I wanted to share today, I was just like, I'm so inspired nowadays. Like what I'm creating behind the scenes for all of us, including myself, I'm just like, oh my goodness, it's just this flow of, I just allow myself to say yes to what wanted to come through me, and I can't stop it. It's the most beautiful thing. So by the way, because of that, the only ways to work with me right now is through private mentorship. So I do have a couple of options to come in and do a deep dive in single session where we go really deep on what's going on with you. Again, like in your inner landscape, as well as in your outer landscape of your business. So we cover, of course, inner healing and reprogramming, as well as, you know, strategies in your business and money relationships and all the things. So there is an option to work with me right now and do that one session. And if you love it, we can go into other packages that I have for private mentorship. But those are the options. So if you're curious about how to work together and you are really committed to making a shit ton of money, to blowing up your business, to doing your thing and having the most fun, then let me know. I'll send you info for that. Here's what I wanted to say on this note. Gratitude for millions. So the reason why a lot of people that are making a shit ton of money focus on gratitude so much, it's because, especially, like, this is especially going to land for those of us who grew up in households with lack mentality. Like, if you grow up in a household where money was always stressful, where money was always a cost of worries, where money was never enough, even if there was actual money around, you know? So if you grew up with, like, money never being enough and always being this cause of stress, this is going to really land for you, because what happens is that we're programmed to feel like it's never enough. So what we're programmed to do is we're not programmed to receive by default. We're actually programmed to look at lack a lot of the times. So we look for problems. We look where the money's not flowing. We look for, you know, just lack in general, because it was the reprogramming of when we grew up. So what happens, and why gratitude is literally like a million making thing, it's because every time we are in gratitude, we open up the portals of receptivity through the most, like, the path of least resistance per se. So again, for those of us who didn't grow up in households where we are naturally open to receiving and feeling worthy of just receiving things because we're amazing, you know? Like, if we grew up with, like, you have to work hard for money, you have to struggle for money, you have to put in and earn your things, you know? So a lot of the times what happens is that we have this setup of just not allowing things to just be given to us, to just be received to us. So we can lack a lot of gratitude, a lot of, like, admiration for ourselves, a lot of celebration. And then what happens is that we're not really practicing this muscle of receptivity. And then what's happened is that we don't allow ourselves to expand and widen our capacity to receive with ease. But this is why gratitude changes things. So here's how it works. Every time somebody gives you a compliment and you say thank you so much, and you literally pause and set the intention to widen your energy field and really allow the compliment in. Or if you're walking outside and you're seeing the sun and you're like, oh my God, how grateful I am to receive the sun, to be in this beautiful day, like, this is amazing. And you intentionally focus on widening your field of energetics, all of a sudden you're practicing receiving, which, again, it's something that for many of us was not something that we were taught when we were kids. So we resist a lot of the shit that wants to come through us with ease because we're not programmed for it. We're just programmed to, like, not really see it. So imagine a life that every single day you're receiving by default. Like, imagine how many more clients, millions, love, you know, abundance, prosperity can come through to you when you are in constant default of receivership by the smallest things to the biggest things. Like, if every day you're walking around, it's like, oh my God, thank you. This is amazing. I'm receiving so much. This is amazing. People are loving my work. I'm loving people. This is a beautiful day. This is amazing. Thank you for this compliment. Thank you for this like. Thank you for this. Like, imagine what happens when every single day you're in receivership mode. How much easier it is for money to move through you, for money to love you and reflect that back to you, for people to love you and reflect that back to you. Like, how magnetic would you actually become? That's why for the longest time, I couldn't really understand why gratitude was such a, like, you know, big thing for people. I was like, I don't get it. But then when I started to realize every time somebody would leave a comment on my page, or every time somebody would say, Daniela, thank you, that was amazing, I just kind of like didn't really receive it. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever, you know, what else do I do? And that was my default. My default was like, what else do I do? Like, I'm just here to like do, provide, and like just overworking, over hustling, because there's never enough and I need to make more money. But when I realized that if I was able to stop and really intentionally receive every single like, every single comment, when people come into my page and send me a DM and say, thank you, really allow that person to enter my field, like widening my energetic field, and allow just to receive it, like receive the compliment, receive the love, receive the beauty. As long as I am in gratitude, I am utilizing, expanding my capacity of my muscle to receive. And all of a sudden that translates to dollars, that translates to value, because my net worth all of a sudden is widened, my capacity to receive is widened, and shit just kind of like catapults and compounds in this direction of like beautiful things that continue to happen. So anyway, gratitude for millions. What's the practice? The practice is, can you today allow yourself to be grateful for things, and not just be grateful, but like take a moment to pause and intentionally widen your energetic field to allow that to come in and feel what it feels to receive easily. Feel what it feels to just allow yourself to be loved. Allow yourself to receive abundance. Allow yourself to receive prosperity. Allow yourself to just receive. The more you practice this, I tell you, the easier money comes to you. The more clients are attracted to you, the faster your business grows, and the more safe you will feel to receive more and more and more to scale your business, to grow your business, and to quantum leap your bank account.
Thank you so much for listening. If you love this conversation and want to explore deeper work together, make sure that you reach out directly to me inside of Instagram, and also join our free community on Telegram. I will leave all the links for you on the bio. Until next time, magic awaits.